Testing, 1, 2.
Lucas is a fucking bitch. Yeah.
So guys, that was our new intro. Just let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Let us know if it's alright. That was actually by my cousin Jake, who is in my band. He's the guitarist and the other vocalist in the band. So hell yeah.
Off the Top is the name of their band.
Oh, yeah, Off the Top.
Did you really forget to plug the name of your own goddamn
band?
I don't
plug things. I'm not a fucking pretentious asshole.
Whatever. If we sound drained, it's because we're recording this after we record the episode. And now you're about to listen to the episode, so.
So have fun, guys.
Don't think about it. Just do it.
It'll be good.
Do it!
Yep.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah, what's
it? Do you experience burning, itching?
In my penile region?
Discomfort?
In my penile region?
Doctors recommend We Are Martians podcast.
In my penile region? Hey, guys. This is We... We are possibly Martians.
Maybe.
We might be Martians.
I don't even know anymore. All right. I'm Lucas. Here with me again, as always, is Nick.
What's up?
Then here with us, we have Chris. That's a lie. He's not here. No one's
Chris
here.
Chris 2 escaped.
We are working. We are focusing all efforts on recapturing him. But
Chris 1 is still dead.
Chris is a wily creature, so it might be a while before we can catch him.
That's true.
It'll probably take us till around, I don't know, whenever X-Men Apocalypse comes out. Maybe. We'll see. But, Nick, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Did you just, like, burp at the start of that sentence a little bit? Okay.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay. We're not even going to bother to edit that out.
Nah.
All right. You doing good?
Yeah. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I'm longing for Overwatch again.
Yeah.
Those of you that don't know, the Overwatch...
We got what, like... It's like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, about just under 2 weeks. Those of you that don't know, Overwatch, upcoming first-person shooter from Blizzard, an arena-based, like, hero shooter that just... Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It was legitimately some of the most fun I've had in a while with
really
a game.
Fucking good.
It was so it wasn't like other like every time I was killed I felt like it was at least partially my fault. And if not it were like that it was like the team's fault. I never felt like it was the game's fault.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty balanced and not really. They need to fix a few things, but it's a decent game.
I mean, like, none of the characters felt outright broken. Like, you know...
One of them is.
There's a counter.
It's,
Are you gonna say Bastion or May?
No, not Bastion.
Because that's, like, the one that gets the most hate on, like, the Reddit thread is Bastion.
May is fucking way too overpowered. All you do is freeze the people and then
headshot.
And then you press her left trigger. That's all you have to do. It kills them in like 2 hits. It's the most ridiculous thing.
See, I usually just countered her with the gunslinger guy because then you just flash bomb and fan the hammer.
I literally went. I went 25 and 1 in a game with May. And the reason I got one death was because I came in as D.Va because I wanted to try her out. And then I got absolutely butt-fucked. And I was like, okay, you know what? So I just fucking switched to May. And then I destroyed everyone. And
May is like the perfect troll character.
She's
in terms
so
of just freezing people. Like if they
just need to fix some of the stuff that she does.
People just need to learn how to counter. That's what
it's
I think.
Not, it's
I think
not
she was
countering,
great.
Dude. But the thing is... It's she is overpowered. It's not, this is not an argument. This is, she is too strong. Because she can, like I said, she can freeze the person. And even when she's not freezing them, as she's hitting them with that thing, it slows them down. So they can't turn to look at her while she's fucking kiting them. And then all you have to do is press left trigger like twice on them and they're dead. So it's like impossible. And as long as you have like teammates around you, you basically just can't die. That's the thing. And that's like too powerful. There's a difference between being like, oh, she's really powerful, but she, you know, you could still kill her, and fucking being like, she's powerful, and you probably won't be able to kill her if she freezes herself and then heals. Because that heal is ridiculous, too. That heal, when you press left bumper, she freezes herself, and her health goes all the way up. Like, almost all the way up, I think. If you're, like, at, like, one.
I believe it's, like, 150 health over 6 seconds.
It's something ridiculous, and it's, like, that shouldn't be a thing.
It should be a little less.
It's kind of like Roadhog.
She is not strong enough.
Yeah.
I think she needs double range on her beam. I think it needs to do more damage. I think it needs to instantly freeze people.
I'm just saying they should make the freezing a little slower.
Yeah, with Roadhog. Like,
and her left trigger shouldn't be that fucking ridiculous.
Well, I mean, like, with Roadhog's self-heal, I think that's fair for him to have, because, like, his whole thing is, like, he's built as, like, kind of a one-man army. Like, yeah, he goes in, hooks someone, kills them, and then if he needs to, he can duck around a corner to heal. I mean, the whole thing with him is just stay away from him. Like, if you stay at a distance, his hook is, like, fairly easy to dodge.
Mm-hmm.
It's really meant for people who just kind of aren't paying attention. But you know what? We're not going to talk about a game like this anymore. Not everyone has played it. But you should. Go play it. Go watch the animated shorts on YouTube. Go everything Overwatch. Before we jump into news, one last little quick game thing. You've been playing Doom. You got Doom. Dude.
That fucking game is so good. It's like the old games where they're just like, here's a bunch of guns and fucking go blow demons' heads off. So it's like really fun to do. I just got the BFG in it too.
Oh, they put the BFG in this one again?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's you just have to press Y to pull it out. Because to switch between weapons on Xbox, at least, I'm assuming it's R1 on, or
triangle.
No, maybe. No. To switch between weapons. To switch between weapons on Xbox One, it's RB.
Then, yeah, it's probably R1.
No, it might be R2. Cause,
right, R1's, I guess, is the shoot for them.
Yeah, because it might be. I forgot how PS...
it's a button on your goddamn controller. Figure it out and buy an Xbox, you PlayStation users. I hate you all.
I don't. I like PlayStation. I like Xbox. I like PC.
I hate you too. Leave. We're done here. We're done.
Okay,
show's
so
over.
Anyways, the, it's really, I don't know. It's really good, because you just fucking run around and shoot fucking demons, and they explode into blood, and everyone's dead.
Like, fast-paced?
Yeah, it's really fast-paced. You don't have to, like, hold down anything to run anymore, because you just sprint all
the time.
It's really fast, yeah. And then, the old one you had to hold down.
Really?
Button, yeah, to sprint, to run fast. I think it was, like, shift on the keyboard, and then it was, like, left trigger on, if you got it on, like, Xbox, whatever, arcade or whatever. But the fucking, that game's so fun, dude. You can, like, jump around and shit. And
I want to pick it up.
Blow people up, that's the best part.
If I wasn't already getting Overwatch, I would be getting Doom. I'm probably just gonna have to wait for a price drop on Doom.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that. I actually don't mind the multiplayer anymore. I got used to it.
Alright. I mean, I'd definitely give it a shot if I got it.
It's kind of like Quake.
But I was looking at some of, like, the snap map things, like...
Yeah.
Some of the reviewers made some stuff with it. Like, it's super in-depth. Someone made Harvest Moon.
Yeah, I know.
Someone made Harvest Moon in it.
I gotta go play it, sorry.
Yeah, for those of you listening, I don't mean they made a Harvest Moon map. I mean they actually made you, like, farm things, and you milk demons, and you sell it all, and then you go into a mine. Like, it's just actually Harvest Moon.
It's pretty great, actually. It looked
pretty
cool.
Like, And that's the kind of customization they offer for like user created stuff. That game's gonna have a crazy long lifespan, and I would absolutely buy that. But you know what?
That's interesting.
Yeah, but we'll see. Anyway, enough about our personal stuff. We have a couple news stories here. Here's one. This probably came out last week. We might still be playing some catch up from that week we took off, which probably won't help. That I think we're also taking next week off because of personal stuff. We'll talk more about that at the end. They officially confirmed Space Jam 2.
Yes.
With LeBron James.
Come on
and slam and welcome to... Nope. I don't want it.
Welcome to the jam. Come on, slam. Welcome to the jam.
I want to...
Fuck LeBron. No, actually, he seems like an alright dude. It's just...
I mean, I saw him in Trainwreck, and to be fair, he actually had, like, a good sense of comedic timing and stuff.
The only time I didn't like LeBron James, besides when he's playing Chicago, is that one year where he was like, he was doing the interview and he's like, when I go home, when I go home, I wake up to billions of dollars or some shit in my championship ring or some fucking shit. And then he's like, and you guys have to wake up to your shitty lives. And I was like, way to go, you fucking kindergartner.
That's
like,
awesome.
You're a piece of shit, LeBron James.
That's awesome.
But then, like, I started to see stuff, and he seems like an alright dude. It's just, that was the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. I was like, what kind of piece of shit says that? Like, you have to... I'm sorry to bring up sports. This is really weird on this kind of podcast. But
I mean,
like,
I'm napping, so go ahead.
Okay, you can fucking brag like that. But do not say shit like that in public. Like, that's fucked up. You don't, like... I don't give a fuck who you are or how good you are. Nobody does that. Like, literally nobody in professional sports will ever do that because that's, like... You're, like, the shittiest person on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't do that because you can also get in trouble for it. And it's, like... LeBron James was just... Back then, he was just a fucking idiot. Like, he was, like... He was young, so he was... Well, I mean, that wasn't even young. That was, like, just a few years ago, basically. But he was, he was just, like... Just a fucking asshole. I don't know. But yeah. Fuck you. Also, you're alright.
So yeah, Space Jam.
So Space Jam. Fuck that movie.
Space Jam 2.
It's gonna be terrible.
There'll be Looney Tunes. Now here's the big thing, though. The big question. Will Warner Brothers make it part of the DC Cinematic Universe?
Okay, here's the big question, right? Are kids even gonna know who these fucking cartoon characters are? Like, seriously, like, is it Bugs Bunny in them again?
I think so. I'll probably just be watching it. Bugs and Daffy, they'll just be like, where's Finn and Jake?
Does anyone even know who the fuck
I want Bugs Steven Bunny Universe to teach me about feeling and to teach LeBron James about feelings.
Like, fuck that shit. But yeah, I don't know. Looks alright. It might be alright.
I still want... If they introduce this into the DC Cinematic Universe, that means there's a chance that Shaq could be Darkseid, and I would be so okay with that.
That'd be funny.
That would be amazing. I would love to see Shaquille O'Neal as Darkseid.
Why? Because he's dark?
Don't make this uncomfortable.
Why'd you do that? why you gotta say shit like that, man?
Because he played Kazam, and everyone knows Kazam and Darkseid are basically the same person.
I just want you to know that you're officially the whitest kid in the room. I mean, you always are, but you're still the whitest kid in the room.
The podcast didn't break. We're just being really quiet. fuck you. Oh, yeah, and DC stuff that happened. Apparently, they're saying Darkseid may not be... the main bad guy of Justice League. Apparently it might be Steppenwolf. Because that's how you fix your universe, is get a villain that literally no one gives a shit about.
Steppenwolf is fucking terrible.
Let's get... Is it Darkseid's uncle?
Yeah, I think so.
that's what to do.
It's like Darkseid's daughter or
something. I don't know. It's something. It's...
Steppenwolf sounds like a fucking... like a dubstep DJ. Am I right? Like,
dude, shut up. You're giving them ideas. You're giving them ideas. You saw what they did to Lex. You know what they could do.
Like, Steppenwolf sounds like a fucking DJ.
Well, so does Darkseid. Oh my god.
Yeah, so does Darkseid.
Oh my god, they all do. What if that's every villain from now on in the DC movies? It's just a fucking dubstep DJ.
They fight with dubstep?
No, it's just a dubstep, a normal dubstep DJ in every movie. They just beat the fucking shit out of them.
No. Like, they're just like, they fight. It's like in Scott Pilgrim.
Oh my god, yes. When they fight
with the music, that's what it is.
That would actually be kind of awesome.
That's all it is.
That's a better...
That would be horrible. Dubstep is fucking garbage.
Yeah, it wouldn't be okay, horrible no, dubstep if it were is giant garbage. Music it's kaiju music. Battles. Are you kidding me?
So, yeah, but that means that you have to listen to dubstep for like 2.5 hours.
I can plug my ears.
No, you can't. With dubstep, trust me, you can't plug your ears. Especially in a theater, like, you would probably die, honestly. But anyways.
Yeah, it's... Let's talk about movies that don't look awful. Assassin's Creed. The trailer. It came out.
It did.
It doesn't look awful?
Yeah.
It sounds awful, but that's just because they chose shitty music.
It looks boring to me, but I think that's just because it's Assassin's Creed.
That's a fair point. I mean, I myself grew kind of tired of...
Assassin's Creed was the same game.
I like when I was playing through, I played all of them up to 3, and then I said 3 was bullshit. So then I stopped, and then I bought 4 like 2 years after it came out because that was actually a fun game. Unity was garbage. I picked that one up for $15, and I still felt like I paid $20 too much. And then the newest one, I just haven't played.
4. I liked 1. I liked 2. I liked. After 2.
Brotherhood.
No, I didn't really like the other one
after Revelations. That. Yeah, the one where you mean the one where your main character's in a coma the whole time?
Yeah.
No way. Why wouldn't you like that?
Revelations was alright. Then
3 was hot trash.
3 was fucking garbage. 4 I fucking hated.
Really? You didn't like 4?
I've explained this a million times to a million not to you, just to a million different people.
Well, then we don't
just
need to get into it then, I mean.
Yeah, I just didn't like the thing that everyone liked. I didn't want to play fucking Pirate Simulator, like, I was playing Assassin's Creed to be a fucking assassin, not shoot cannons at another fucking ship for like 20 minutes. And have to aim shots, like, that's like the worst thing ever. Anyways, it like slowed down everything. Anyways, 4 I didn't like. I never played Unity because I saw how fucking absolutely broken it was and how terrible it was.
I played it like 4 months after it came. No, it was like a year after it came out. And I was like, okay, it's like $15 now. They have to have fixed everything in it. No. They didn't fix anything. By the way, you need co-op to do this mission. No one's playing the game, though, so it doesn't matter.
Dude, and then I played,
London one.
Yeah, Syndicate.
Yeah, how was that one?
I actually kind of enjoyed it.
See, that's what I heard, but I still just don't want to get it out of principle.
But it's, yeah, that's the only thing. It's like the same thing. It's just,
yeah.
It's just a little more interesting to me because they've got, like, fucking Darwin and shit. You, like, run into Darwin, Charles Darwin and shit.
You also get Charles Dickens. Dickens. You get all the Charles.
All the Charles, dude. Charleston Chew.
Dude. You run into him?
Yes.
Sir Charleston Chew?
He is delightful, okay?
Until he betrays you, and then he turns into, like, the worst boss fight.
And then he turns into white marshmallow. No, not white marshmallow. White chocolate. Right? Is that the one? There's a Charleston Chew that's just white chocolate with fucking marshmallow in the middle, and it tastes like diabetes. Like, it's like, it's like the most sugary thing I've ever eaten, and I was like, why is this a thing?
Who knows? But yeah, the movie. How did we get from this movie to Charleston?
Because Charleston Chew is the fucking bomb, son.
This program is not sponsored to you by Charleston Chew.
So Assassin's Creed the movie, it looks... It looks really good.
And it looks like visually, I like some of the stuff. I like how the Animus is no longer just him on a table. It's like room scale VR claw. And like
injections.
It's like injects into him, and that's like room scale VR. So he's actually like, I guess that makes more sense for muscle memory. Like, hey, you're going to be learning how to do flips and shit while lying on this table. No, you're actually going to be just have this giant mechanical arm just flipping you around for you.
I thought that was part, it looks like it's part of his training so that he knows what he's doing.
I thought that was the Animus.
No, I think the Animus is what they were, he was in the beginning.
I thought that was like
things come out of him.
I thought that was the lethal injection thing because they said he'd been executed or whatever. I thought that was him getting executed.
Maybe. I don't know. They were like, what I saw was he was, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. The movie's coming out and it's just, it looks
it's coming
out
on Christmas. It's actually coming out week after Star Wars Rogue One.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a ballsy move.
It's going to do terrible.
I mean, I don't know. If the next trailer looks decent, I'll probably end up seeing it. I mean, I love Michael Fassbender. I like Marion Cotillard. Jeremy Irons is in it, too.
No, I like the people in it. I just don't think I'm going to like the movie. It's just...
I'm happy it's not the games. I'm happy it's not the same story as the game.
That's probably, like, the main thing. Like, hopefully it's not, like, the same... Same-ish story.
Michael Fassbender opens his mouth and just Nolan North's voice is coming out.
I don't want them to be like, oh man, this is gonna be fucking, the end of the world is coming and you need to stop it with history. And you're like, the fuck, like, okay, and then you go and they're like, the fucking Apple of Eden, and you're like, this is fucking
stupid. I really hope they avoid the Eden stuff altogether.
I hope they avoid any of that shit. I hope it's just like, we need to find out what happened.
Yeah, let's do that.
Don't
have
make
some
it
cool...
like alien god people are coming down to kill us.
Have some cool fight scenes in the past. Have like a pretty cool escape sequence in the present, and I think you could have a pretty decent movie if they don't go into all the bullshit that dragged the games down.
Yeah.
So I mean,
it looks pretty good.
Also, don't have a broken counter system.
Fuck the battle system.
Yeah. Pre-order your tickets now. Pre-order $2,000 one, you get a crossbow.
What if that's still
a real thing, I checked.
What if you went into the Assassin's Creed movie, and at one point, it was his head disappeared, Michael Fassbender's head
Oh, it just glitches out?
And it was just the eyes and the teeth.
Someone already did that for the poster. They already edited the poster to have that.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, but it has all the imagery from the game. It has like the random eagle or falcon or whatever flying overhead. The diving off the tower thing. Didn't have him landing in hay, though. I really want to see that happen.
Leap of faith, dude.
Yeah. They didn't do the sound effect, though. I was like, they'll do the sound effect in the movie. They have to. But, like, the hidden blade fighting and shit looked pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they shoot it right with some decent action, this could be a really great movie.
Yeah.
And I'm down for a really great video game movie. I'm still kind of wary of Warcraft. I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt because it's coming from a great director. But
I'm not wary of it.
Even if
it's fucking terrible.
You're just happy to see it.
Dude, 100%, even if that movie is fucking garbage, I'm going to give them all of my money because that movie... even if I know it's garbage and I'm watching it and I'm like, this is not good, I'm going to be like, this is still amazing because there's all these fucking orcs and humans fighting each other and I'm all right with this.
I don't know if I like this movie. Durotan! Durotan's on screen!
Dude, like that, oh god, that's going to be so good.
Blood and thunder.
Oh, speaking of the Warcraft movie, they released a scene, a fight scene in the middle of like the woods, and I'm assuming it's like in...
Act one of the movie, probably.
I was gonna say, but I was gonna say it's like in the forests of Lordaeron, but I don't exactly know where the movie takes place. I don't know where it takes place in Azeroth, so I can't really say anything. But it looks like they're in like one of those forests because it doesn't look like the forests that the Night Elves live in.
No, it looks like it's like by Goldshire. Right?
It looks kind of. It looks like it's like just in that general area.
Looks like a bunch of high level like horde players just running into the human starting area and just destroying them. That's essentially the
same. Like when I used to fly, when they added flying to the world, and I fucking flew into Goldshire, landed on top of the building, and just danced there while people attacked me. It was great. But,
awesome.
Yeah, it looks really good.
An orc throws a horse.
He fucking chucks a horse at two other dudes. Fucking the other guy, I forgot his name, he runs up and slices an orc's head off. Fucking awesome. I can't wait.
I really don't give a shit about the humans in this movie. I just want to see some goddamn orcs.
I just want to see fucking Durotan and Draka. Because Draka's going to be fucking sweet. She's awesome.
I want.
And I can't wait to see.
I want
to
see some Gul'dan.
I can't wait to see Baby Thrall.
Well, Baby Moses.
Being a fucking baby. Like,
Baby Moses Thrall.
He's like, I'm. You will lead our people.
Thrall, play nice with Garrosh.
No. Well, Garrosh is, like, way younger than Thrall.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, well, not way younger. He's, like...
He's not that much younger.
Yeah, he is. He's a little bit younger than him. Like a couple... I think he's, like, 10 years younger than him or something. Because Garrosh is Grom's son. And Thrall went to war with Grom.
Oh, yeah. All right, then,
so
yeah.
So he's, like... Grom being Grommash Hellscream and Garrosh being Garrosh Hellscream. But anyways, yeah.
Warcraft, see
it. Looks fucking awesome.
We're going to see it. We'll probably do an episode on that.
I'm going to see it twice. I don't even give a shit if it's terrible. I'm going to see it twice.
It's...
yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
We'll do a podcast on
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
Warcraft. Wait, what comes out first? Warcraft or X-Men?
I think it's... Warcraft, doesn't it? No. Yeah, Warcraft. I think it comes out next month.
So does X-Men.
Yeah, but
they're
both in June. Oh, yeah, you're right.
They're
shit.
Both in June. Hang on, I'm opening up my...
Okay, well, we're going to do a fact check. While Lucas is looking up stuff on his phone, I'm going to talk about... dicks and shit.
No, let's not. Let's not talk about dicks and shit. You know why?
Hold on, so I added a new girl to the list. It's Alexandra Daddario.
What was she in?
She, what, really?
Who is Alexandra Daddario?
She's, trying to think of something you would, well, you've seen Always Sunny, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know the episode where, that girl, the rich girl, like, falls in love with Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
That's her.
I just like to point, okay, yeah.
She's from, like, Hall Pass. She's in the music video for, Radioactive by, Imagine Dragons. She's I forgot what that one movie's called. She's in a really good movie, I forgot.
Alright, so it looks like, according to this, the very first week of June, we're getting, Ninja Turtles 2.
Okay.
That's it. That was the question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that second week, the second week of June, we're getting Warcraft.
Okay, yeah.
But we're also getting Now You See Me too, so, you know, we have to see that first.
I have to. I'm 100% no joke, I'm going to see Now You See Me too.
Then the third week, we get Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart and The Rock.
I actually kind of want to see that.
Dude, you're ruining everything.
I'll be real honest. Why am I ruining everything?
Because you do. You just ruin... And what's the last one we were even talking about? We were talking about...
X-Men.
Yeah, isn't that... I might have lied. That one might be July.
Yeah, I think that's July. That's why I was like, what?
Let me see.
Yeah, this is really riveting stuff, guys.
Oh, dude, this is fantastic.
Oh, man.
Is it... Did I miss it? Like,
it's
I don't...
So exciting.
Oh, dude, it's so...
Man, I love watching Lucas... scroll on his phone. Oh, I love when I'm listening to the podcast and editing it, and I hear him scrolling on his phone. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's beautiful.
It comes out in May. X-Men comes out May 26th.
So this month.
This month. Okay. So we're all wrong.
Dicks and shit.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, now for what will probably be the bulk of the episode. Those of you that follow us on Facebook, thank you. For those of you that don't, I hate you, and you should do it. But we are covering a lot of the TV cancellations that are happening. Yeah. A metric shit ton of shows got the axe this week, and we would like...
What kind of axe? Like a double-edged one?
Like a double-edged...
Or like a fire axe.
Fire axe.
That might be more brutal.
That was, and this was... Do it. This was a brutal execution.
Like, turn it around and hit him with the blunt end, and then like...
This was network television sending a lot of shows out to die.
That sucks.
I mean, some of these were awful, so not really.
Oh, okay.
But we thought we would take a moment to remember some shows, whether we know what they're about or not. First show, Agent Carter, which you didn't watch that one, right, Nick?
No.
All right. Well, that was actually a good show. Like, Haley Atwell was awesome. Cool, like, 1940s, like, kind of spy thriller stuff. I dug it. I definitely dug the show. And right. I'm sad it's not going to get the third season, especially seeing as how the second one ended on a cliffhanger. Which I do hope they find a way to resolve. I don't really see how, because, spoilers, wait, like, 2 seconds. In Civil War, like, Peggy Carter's dead. But we'll see. Castle. It was a show about castles.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
That's all you need to know. It was about castles.
Was it about castles?
Invigorating show. It was Nathan Fillion solves crimes.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
was it like Firefly 2?
Yes. Yes, it was. But, I mean, this was 8 seasons. The only plus side I'm seeing is that Nathan Fillion is now free to do everything, since he doesn't have to make a TV show every year.
Dude. They can't do it now, but I really wish they would make a Firefly, too. like another
season. I mean, trust me, now that his show's done, everyone's just going to be like, oh, man, he's doing this. Is he doing Firefly, too? Oh, man, now
they're
he's doing
this.
They're
not going to.
People are
going
to speculate. I will go on the Firefly Reddit and just watch people... dream their dreams, and it's never gonna happen.
It's never gonna happen.
You got
Half-Life 3.
You got Serenity. That was miracle enough.
Dude, Serenity was so good. All right, what's the next one?
Nashville.
Wait, I think I know this one. Isn't it the one with Hayden Panettiere?
It is.
She's like a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know the rest of it.
It's like country. It's like it was a show about like the country music business. It was like 4 seasons, I think, and it's no longer gonna be a thing.
All right.
Played its last note.
Is it good, or was it good?
I watched like the first 2 episodes.
Was it good? Were they good?
I don't remember.
Huh. All right. Well, fucking if
hard hitting critics.
If you want, go ahead and. Just post on the We Are Martians Facebook page. Let me know if it was good. Just let me know if it was a good show. I've never seen it before.
The Family. Son, I don't know what this is about, but
wait.
If it means my mom and sister will shut up about this show finally, then thank God.
Okay, hold on. Let me try and guess this one. Like, maybe, like, the obvious choice for me would be, like, Family, but then, like, I'm thinking about it, I'm like, maybe it's, like, a mafia show or some shit?
It's the prequel to Family Guy, when it was just a family, and there was no guy.
Do you know what it's about?
I don't. My mom and sister just won't shut up about it, though. But now it's gone. It's never coming back, Mom. Deal with it.
That was mean, dude.
I'm sorry.
Harsh.
I'm sorry.
You apologize to your mother right now. No, hey, you do it.
Sorry.
There you go. Who are you sorry to?
Sorry, Mom.
No, speak up.
You're not my dad!
You're not my dad.
The Muppets.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me try and guess it.
Can you guess what this one's about?
It's about Muppets.
It's about...
Oh, wait, this was the one with the... It was the Muppets, but they had, like... guests and shit, right?
Yeah, it was like they had like a late night talk show.
Yeah, I remember that.
This one was like, It did all right at the beginning, but then people just didn't like the show. Like, there were storylines about, oh, Miss Piggy's hooking up with Josh Groban. And it's like, I don't want to know that.
That's really fucked up.
It's like, you don't want to know about Muppets just banging celebrities.
That show was on when we would go to, like, I forgot what that place is called.
One of the subplots was...
There was a fucking Mexican food place that we go to after band practice that we would go in. It would be on, like, all the time. We'd be like, all right, fuck it.
I love the Muppets. I watch this show.
Yeah.
But it's like the very first episode, they did a subplot about Fozzie meeting his girlfriend's family. And the family's concerned because their daughter is sleeping with a bear. And it's like, now listen, that is just, you're discriminating against me. It's like, no. These parents don't want their daughter sleeping with a bear. This is an understandable thing. It's not even, I don't know if the fact that it's a puppet bear, like, makes it worse or better.
Okay, next show.
Wicked City. I don't even know.
Wicked City. It's like Sin City, except everybody's a fucking asshole.
Yes.
That's what I assume. Wicked City. I don't know what that show's about.
It's, I don't know. Gallivant, which,
I remember hearing about it. It's like a weird fairy tale.
It's like a medieval musical comedy.
Oh, or not. Okay, I was completely wrong.
No, I mean, no, it's like the medieval thing. Like,
yeah, like that. It's a musical comedy that sounds fucking terrible.
I heard it was good. It got 2 seasons.
I hate musicals. It's funny because I like music. I fucking hate musicals.
And that's ABC. I mean, they're probably going to cancel some more shit, but...
yeah, probably.
Next, we got CBS. The Big Bang Theory.
It's like
Theory.
ABC,
no.
Except there's no A, and instead there's an S.
Go. I can't tell you how much I wish The Big Bang Theory was on this list, but it's not.
Oh, it's not being canceled?
It's not being canceled.
Is that show still on?
Yeah.
They still make new episodes?
Of The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Dude, it's like one of the highest...
Are you fucking...
It's one of the most viewed shows on television.
Dude, why do people watch that fucking show? It's so bad. It's so fucking bad.
I hate it so much.
What could you possibly make more episodes of?
Do you want to just do an episode of this where we just complain about The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, let's do an episode. Let's do a drunk one where we just... where we literally go watch like an entire season of it, and then we come back down and we're like, I hate everything. No, okay. So what's the next one?
Next one is just one more time. Fuck that show. Angel from Hell. I feel like the title.
So like it's a. So a demon?
Maybe?
No, I'm saying that's what that title means.
Yeah.
Angel from Hell, so a demon.
For those of you who haven't guessed, half of these shows, we don't have any idea what we're talking about.
Angel from Hell? What the fuck is that?
Do not think most of these descriptions are accurate, because they're not.
They are not. I'm guessing.
Except the Muppet one. That one's pretty... That one's pretty much, you get... The title tells you what you're getting.
Alright, excuse me.
CSI Cyber.
What? Wait, what? There was like a cyber one?
Yeah.
Of CSI. Like CSI crime scene investigation?
Yeah, James Vanderbeek was in it.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck is it? Like, it's about hackers and shit?
I would assume. I didn't watch it, but...
Those shows are so bad that I watch them constantly. Or I used to watch them constantly with my brother.
This one got 2 seasons.
Like fucking CSI Miami when Horatio he walks. Okay, I pointed this out a million times to my brother. In one of the episodes, or a lot of them actually, he walks.
Let's just say all of them.
He walks outside. He walks from inside the building to outside the building with like the victim or whoever the fuck he's talking to. And then he takes his sunglasses off outside and talks to them. And then they, like, drive away or something, and he just watches them with his sunglasses up. Now, think about that for a second. He walked from inside the building with his sunglasses on, walked into the sun, and then took his fucking sunglasses off.
Yeah!
Burner.
Can they just keep that part? Can they just, like, air that thing over and over? Because that...
No, dude, the Hoosa.
Well, with the last... I'm sorry, Dad. I'll kill him. I'll kill him for you, Dad. I'll kill him for you, Dad.
Go ahead.
CSI, that was the last CSI show that was airing. So CSI is now officially dead.
It's done?
CSI everything is gone.
No, they're going to bring it back, dude. They're going to make another one.
CSI.
It'll be like CSI.
Houston, Texas.
CSI fucking animal fuckers. And it's just like CSI Nebraska. And they just stop people from fucking cows. I'm sorry, anyone from Nebraska.
I'm not. You said with confidence, knowing no one from Nebraska listens to this show.
That's true.
The Good Wife. Canceled.
The Good Wife.
The Good Wife? I don't think that was canceled. I think that was actually just, like, they're ending it.
Is that about, like, a crazy wife?
It's about, like, I don't know, like, the wife of the president or something.
Okay.
And there's some scandals.
Never heard of that show.
But they have another show called Scandal, which I think does scandals better. Which is another show my mom won't shut up about. That's the best way to describe some of these shows, is that one show my mom watches.
You're like, it's that one show that my mom won't stop watching.
Mike and Molly.
Mike and Molly, I actually know that show because my mom watches it.
Like, at my earlier point stands.
Yeah. It's set in Chicago. I know that. And they're like,
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy. I can't talk.
Are you?
Anyways.
She was making all these movies she's in and still being in that show?
Yeah, dude. She was ridiculous.
How many more movies are we going to get now that she doesn't have to do a TV show?
She's fucking from Illinois.
Yeah, I knew that.
She's from, I forgot the town. It's south. I forgot the fucking town.
The south part of Illinois.
What was it? It was like, it's not like Springfield or anything. It's like, I forgot where it is. Anyway,
Google it while I do the next show.
Okay, yeah. She's from Illinois. Shout out to her because she's fucking awesome.
Person of interest.
I don't know what that show's about. That it's got to be about crime solving.
It's.
Oh wait. Is that the one where the dude? There's the one guy who's a cop, and the other dude's like this geeky dude. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is the geeky dude Ben Linus from Lost?
I don't know. I didn't watch Lost.
All right. Well, it's like kind of it's about a machine that can predict crime, and this dude played by Jim Caviezel and this guy made the machine, who's Ben Linus from Lost.
Yeah. What the fuck?
They go and they stop the crimes. I watched the first few episodes. It was all right. Then I didn't.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all of CBS's crap. Cancel the Big Bang Theory, you assholes. Oh, and one more thing for CBS. Supergirl.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I just remembered where she's from.
Where?
She's from fucking Plainville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
All of a sudden, I'm like, wait, she's from Plainville.
And that makes sense. She must have, like, a Chicago comedy background or something.
Right? Yeah. I'm pretty sure she does. Kind of like, Amy Palmer. All
right. Did she have a Chicago comedy background?
Amy Palmer, right?
Maybe. I mean, I feel like a lot of people come out of Second City. I just don't know if she's one of them.
Wait. Okay, I'm probably going to edit this out. Amy Palmer's from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went to school in Chicago for comedy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, or for acting, right?
Comedy. She does both. She does both. Yeah.
She went for acting and went to like a comedy club or something.
And then minored
like
in comedic acting.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
Supergirl. It's CBS kind of canceled it, but they didn't really. They just gave it to the CW.
Oh, okay.
So now I guess not enough people are watching on CBS. Hopefully it'll do better on the CW. Like, that show had some cool moments that I actually liked.
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing where they... The best part throughout that whole entire series so far was when they had Hank Henshaw on, and you're just waiting for him to become evil cyborg Superman like he does in the like comics.
Yeah.
And they just have a scene where it's like, wait, so who are you? And his eyes start glowing red, and he's like, I am the last son of Mars. And it's like, what? And then he just turns into Martian Manhunter. And you're just like, yes, that's awesome. That was legitimately great. And how they keep coming up with excuses with how Superman's in the show, but you never see him.
Oh, yeah.
That's genuinely hilarious. I heard about that.
I've never like, watched the show before, but I've heard a lot of people, like, talk about it, so I've...
You'll literally, like, see a blur go by, or you'll see, like, his shadow as he's flying above, and just shit like that. It's just, and honestly, it's just kind of funny at this point. I hope he shows up and it's just Tom Welling from Smallville. I would love that.
That would be
I know they actually had Laura Vanderroot, who played Supergirl in Smallville. They had her on the show.
Did they?
Yeah. She wasn't Supergirl, but...
You can have two Supergirls. Go ahead.
The CW canceled America's Next Top Model. I didn't even know that show was still a thing.
Oh, man. What are we going to do now?
Beauty and the Beast.
What the fuck's that? Like the cartoon? Is it like a cartoon?
They canceled the Disney movie, yes. If you watch it anymore, the CW movie.
I meant, like, was there a show?
I guess. It was, like, probably a modern take on Beauty and the Beast that was just casted with beautiful people that the CW seem to have an unlimited supply of. I think they actually have a farm where they just grow beautiful people to be on their shows.
Yeah, probably.
And Containment, which was a limited series. That was a one-series thing, so a one-season thing already, so I don't know why that's on here. But it is. CW pretty much is keeping most of its stuff. I mean, like, these days they're just kind of cranking out things that everyone's watching.
Yeah, they are. That's
Jane the Virgin, my crazy ex-girlfriend. That's all they have, right? Those are the most popular shows, I think.
I've never even heard of My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
It's like a musical series.
That
is what sounds
horrible.
I'm just kidding. They also have Flash and Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow and iZombie. iZombie's great.
I haven't watched that yet. I watched like one episode, I think.
It's pretty great. It's from the guy who did Veronica Mars.
Oh, okay.
And then he did this, and it's... Oh, I love it so much. Me and my girlfriend watch it, like, every Tuesday. And I don't, like, watch live TV that much anymore. Even The Flash, which I enjoy, I just catch on DVR. But this show, I always watch it. I watch it live. Fox.
Yeah.
They canceled Border Town.
Isn't that stupid one that Seth MacFarlane was going to make?
You mean that one animated show that Seth MacFarlane did that's not Family Guy?
I thought they canceled that a long time ago.
They might have. I mean, I mean, this is just a list of, like, now that, like, all the cancellations are being finalized.
I'm almost positive because he was going to make it, and people were like, that sounds terrible. Because it's, like, mildly racist.
Seth MacFarlane doesn't do anything racist. None of his shows have any offensive content whatsoever. You stupid dumb.
It was just ridiculous. Like, did you see it?
I saw, like, a clip, and I couldn't listen. All I could be like, God damn, this art style is fucking disgusting.
The art style is really horrible.
It's really awful to look at.
The whole show just looks racist as shit. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's
do
not
they have, do
cool.
They have funny taco jokes? I hope they have funny taco
probably.
Jokes.
They probably have, like...
You're just like, it's racist as hell. Do they have funny taco jokes? They're probably.
Yeah. Probably have funny... They probably have funny taco jokes.
Grandfathered.
Isn't that the show with fucking Josh Peck?
Yeah, and John Stamos? Yeah.
That's getting canceled?
Yeah, it's canceled.
What?
Did you actually watch that one?
I don't know. I've never watched it, but, I wanted to. Because people were like, it's actually not bad.
Well, you'll,
like,
be able to catch up pretty quick now.
Dude, Josh Peck has he gets reunited with fucking Drake Bell in it.
Yeah, he has an episode where they do that.
I was like, that's awesome.
Cooper Barrett's Guide to Surviving Life. Canceled.
I've heard about that, too. I heard that was alright, too.
Apparently, you're just hearing about shows that no one watches, because...
Yeah, but to be fair, I don't know a lot of people that watch TV anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, like, they do that. And then you're like, well, you're just making it worse for yourself, I think. Because, like, people will watch it later, you know what I'm saying? Like, on, it's still, like...
And this will all be available on, like, you know, Hulu and stuff. And if enough people watch it, like, one of the streaming sites might be like, hey, you want another season? Well,
yeah,
well Mindy Project. Well, yeah. Mindy Project, yeah. The Grinder.
What the fuck is... That's like, okay, let me go ahead... And guess what that one is.
Okay. I actually know this one, but I'll let you guess.
It's an app, right? For gay males to meet.
That's the show. And this one's about the best gay guy on the app. And it's his adventures. Animated, brought to you by Seth MacFarlane.
I started laughing immediately because I was like, this is a really dumb joke.
That's a dumb joke as hell.
And people are going to be like, you're a fucking idiot. But still. No, it's a Grinder.
Hang on, wait one second. I just wanted to give them pause so that way they'd have a place to call you a fucking idiot.
Oh, okay. Grinder. Oh, wait.
It's coming to him.
Is that the one with,
Spark
I
of
can't
recognition.
Remember his name. Holy shit. Why can't I remember his name?
Literally?
Fuck. I forgot his name, too. Shit.
Rob Lowe.
Yeah, Rob Lowe. And, fuck. What's his name? Is that Ben Savage?
Yeah, Ben Savage. From the Wonder Years.
Really, yeah. Okay, I know that one.
I actually watched it. I actually liked that show.
Are they brothers?
Yeah, and the whole thing is, like, Ben Savage is he's a lawyer.
That's what it is, yeah.
Rob Lowe plays a lawyer on TV, and then his show gets canceled, and now he wants to be a lawyer. And, oh my god, what if he becomes a lawyer? He tries to be a lawyer now. After his show about him playing a lawyer on TV gets canceled, so he plays a lawyer on that show, and now he really tries to become a lawyer. That would be the greatest thing in the world.
He gets canceled, so he goes to become an actual lawyer.
I mean, he should be careful, because then, like, real life might get canceled. The world just ends.
No, but yeah, that, okay. Fair enough.
Minority Report.
Okay, so is that based off the movie?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Like, actually? Or
yeah,
you,
I'm not
okay.
Joking. That's a real, someone watched that movie and was like.
They made a show?
TV
show. How the
show.
Fuck do you make a show out of that?
I don't know, just like do that cop future police thing. And just don't connect it to the movie. Just set it in the same universe.
Just make it the cop police force thing, but make them fucking not listen to sleeping women in a bathroom. what? Like, the fuck? But anyways, okay.
They didn't even get the same sleeping bathtub people from the movie. They recasted the roles. It's integral.
Was
this
a movie like he saves one of them or something?
I think so. I never saw the movie.
And they try and kill him. I remember seeing it in the theater.
I just know, like, I would see, like, I just see GIFs of, like, the motion things on the computer where they're just, like.
Yeah, the fuck it, yeah.
Y'all can't see my hand motions, but they're kind of crazy.
Lucas is just waving his hands around like an idiot.
And I'm just like, wow. It's just like Kinect. It's great.
This is a great menu system. Mm-hmm. What about the next show?
The final show that got canceled by Fox. This kind of makes me laugh. The show called Second Chance. I feel like this is perfect.
What the fuck is... Okay,
I don't know.
Try and guess what that show is about.
Really? Because I feel like the joke's kind of already there.
Second Chance.
Second Chance.
Well, I mean, it's the obvious joke where... You know, they're not getting us. But Second Chance is about fucking criminals who praise Jesus. I don't fucking know.
It's about a guy with a show that gets canceled. But then he gets bought out by Netflix. And he's like, I'm going to get a second chance. And then at the end of the show is canceled. But another place offers to buy it, so he's getting a second chance. But then the show got canceled in real life, and they're not getting a real second chance.
Wait, is that what that show's about?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Animated by Seth MacFarlane.
Are there any other shows?
There are, but that, honestly, that joke was so long and terrible, my phone died. So hang on, I have to like open it back up. Give me a sec. Finally, NBC, where all shows go to die. Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris. No, it wasn't.
What? Best Time Ever?
It was like a variety show. Oh. It was like, watch Neil Patrick Harris do pranks. Give shit to people in his audience.
I like...
Stuff like that.
I like Neil Patrick Harris.
I love Neil Patrick Harris.
But that sounds absolutely terrible. I don't like talk shows. I don't like variety shows.
I've never heard of any of these shows that's on this list.
Really?
Yeah, literally. Crowded.
Okay, let me guess what this was about. It's just a dude in a crowded room. It's kind of like, it's the opposite of fucking, remember the dude that, the personal space from Rick and Morty?
Is it that guy?
He's like, who's around me? It's basically the opposite of that guy. So he's like, I want people around me.
Actually, it's that guy from Rick and Morty. They gave him a spinoff. And this is his show now. We don't know. We don't care. Game of Silence.
I'm Octopus Man. What?
Game of Silence.
Oh, dude. Okay, so that's a game where people sit in a room in a library, actually, and they just try and be silent for as long as they can. It's a game show? Yeah. That's. I guarantee you that's what it is.
I'd watch that.
I'm just to give you guys an idea. I'm looking at Lucas like I've definitely solved the mystery. Like
Heartbeat. Whoever's naming these fucking shows at NBC should be fired.
Heartbeat is a doctor show. I don't know. Go next one.
Telenovela.
What the fuck? Okay, so like that one, right? That one's. You just, a guy just picks up a phone, right? And he just calls people in novella.
Done. I think the show, I only know about this one because they promoted the hell out of it when it first came out. It's like about a Spanish soap opera. What? Yeah, it stars Eva Longoria, actually.
Oh.
You sound sad about that.
Sounds terrible. Okay, go.
Undateable.
Okay. Here's what this show is about. It's my life. Okay, go.
That's it. What kind of world do we live in where the CW is the network that's keeping all of their shows now?
I don't know.
Where the CW is the one that's like, we're striking gold. We don't even care.
A terrible world we live in.
Except you get The Flash, and you get Arrow, and you get iZombie, and Legends of Tomorrow, which I need to catch up on.
But yeah,
that's the state of television, folks. That's all the major networks. Some of them ain't doing so hot. NBC, get better show titles, please. I would love to emphasize that one of the shows I just read had a terrible name.
What if you like went to look up the new show for NBC and it was just like STDs, and you're like, what? Why?
It's gonna be something like Crisis.
like redemption, and you're like, okay, man, cool.
Like, you know those generic words they put at the end of like sequel titles, like Matrix Revelations or Reloaded.
Like,
it's like NBC just takes creation. The word NBC just Mirror's Edge Catalyst. NBC just takes like those subtitles, takes the word, and turns it into a show.
Yeah, basically.
I would not watch a show called Catalyst.
I would, dude. Just think of all the good times to be had.
Watching NBC? No. My good times ended there when 30 Rock ended. When Community ended. When Parks and Rec ended. You're capable of making good shit, NBC. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. TV is dying. Network TV is dying.
It is. Let's move on.
Other than that, we're just kind of coming down to the end here. Last week was free comic book day. We went there right after recording. We got some free comic books. Nick, what'd you get? You didn't go. You don't get to talk.
I didn't get shit, son.
You don't get to talk.
I didn't get shit, son.
I got 5 free comic books. I got Steve Rogers' Captain America, which, I mean, the art was good, and it was good writing, but just kind of nothing happened in it. They did do a little, like, section at the end where, actually, they did introduce the new Spider-Man. or the new version of Spider-Man. Which here you can read that. That's the story that introduces the new Spider-Man. Oh, this it's the beginning of Dead No More.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I got Suicide Squad number 1. DC was just like, here's a reprinting of Suicide Squad number 1 because we have a movie coming out. It's the new 52 Suicide Squad. Pretty good. I dug it. Good art. I just like the Suicide Squad in general, so I was down for it. The Legend of Korra. I love Avatar. I love Korra. I love everything about this. I saw a free issue of the comic book. I was like, hell yes, son. I'll get it. Contains stories from How to Train Your Dragon and Plants vs. Zombies as well. But no one cares about that. We want Korra. I want to read this.
Dude, no, yo, wait. What's Plants vs. Zombies?
Nick, shut your mouth.
Bro. No, shut. Hold on. Let me just say this right now, all right?
Shut your mouth.
Plants vs. Zombies is the greatest thing to happen to us since Angry Birds.
Nick, just go die in a hole.
I will. That is a promise.
A disease-ridden hole, please.
I'm actually pretty pumped for the new Spider-Man.
For Dead No More?
Yeah.
Yeah, the villain at the end, I'm not sure who it is. I think I know who it is, but I'm not sure. You see that?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
We'll talk about it later. Well, because I think I'm going to read Dead No More. But we'll see.
Yeah, Black Panther.
Yeah. And then I also got issue of the Bob's Burgers comic book. I don't know if we finished talking about this one.
Yeah, okay.
Which it's Bob's Burgers, but a comic book. So, there you go.
That's good.
I like Bob's Burgers. I'm
like I said, I got Futurama 77 last week.
And then I got the setup for Civil War 2, which is half Civil War 2. And I mean, actually a lot happens. Like, big bad guy shows up, a couple characters die. And then they also had the setup for the new Wasp. So, pretty cool. I dug it. It was a good free comic book day. Then they had a bunch of indie stuff that my girlfriend picked up. I don't remember the names of them off the top of my head. I do know she got the new Archie, which I'm going to have to ask her how that is.
That's the reboot?
Yeah. The art looked cool on it. I like the art.
Did they restart the reboot?
For what?
Archie.
For Archie? I think.
Did they? Because I got to, issue 3, and then they were like, I stopped seeing more issues anywhere.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Archie versus Predator? Because that wasn't a reboot, Nick.
It was Archie. Yeah.
That wasn't canon.
Because it's the one where it's like now. It's like.
Would have been great if it was canon.
It would be great.
I don't know. I'll let you look at it when we go upstairs.
Yeah.
Free comic book day. It was a big old bag of fun. I dug it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Next week, folks. We may have a new episode. We may not. It kind of depends. I have a wedding to go to. We're going to see what we can do with timing. If not, we're going to try and do another drunk movie review. This time, we would be doing it on a little movie called Dragon Ball Evolution. These aren't fun for us to watch, people, but we think that they can give some good entertainment value to you from our pain and suffering.
I can't wait to drink my pain away.
Oh, you have to during this movie. This movie's so bad.
Fuck that movie, dude.
It's not. It's not like Last Airbender bad. It's.
It's pretty much the same thing to me.
Maybe it's because I don't know. Maybe it's just because.
I mean,
they both shit on Airbender things that I love. So yeah. that pain they share. But.
Dude, I think the Dragon Ball movie is 10 times worse than The Last Airbender. At least The Last Airbender.
At least what? It did nothing right.
Yeah, I take that back. Tried to do elements. That was okay. The thing that upset me about Dragon Ball was that, literally nothing was like anything in Dragon Ball. It was like the. It wasn't even Dragon Ball.
He said Kamehameha.
Now, okay, yeah, maybe that. Whatever. He's fucking. He shot, weird,
wind. He was airbending.
Yeah, he was airbending, basically.
They're the same universe. number.
They're the same movie, dude. Oh, think about it. Let's just put them in on two different screens and watch them at once.
I'm gonna die. If that happens. I don't want that to happen. Can we not have that happen?
Dude, oh my god. You know what we should do one of these days? Just do one of those podcasts where we do like the review. But we put The Room and... No, hold on. On one screen, it's The Room, right? On the other screen, it's Room.
That?
And it's just a room-by-room comparison.
Well, we're going to end this show now because that's the best idea I've ever heard. We're not going to come up with a better one than that.
I am fucking comedy gold.
You're a good idea factory. You are just
all these great ideas.
So many good ideas.
All right. Sorry, I make really weird sound effects.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what to do.
This is just descending into anarchy. Email us at we3martians@gmail.com. Like the Facebook page. Comment on our shit. Send us messages.
Let me know how Nashville is.
Let him know how Nashville is, actually. Seriously, he wants to know.
I want to know.
Like, that's not even a joke. Genuinely, just tell him how Nashville is.
He just really wants
to know how Nashville is. But yeah, and
Lucas said, but yeah, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, your mama's iPod.
Subscribe. Steal the phones of your loved ones, their iPhones, and subscribe to us on there so we can get more subscribers. It won't hurt nobody. Just go steal someone's phone and subscribe.
I fully endorse blowjobs.
We're just going to cut